No, we can't let it happen.
Mr. President, we have to.
No way. Nuh-uh.
Mr. President, you can't stop it from happening.
But it will be embarrassing.
Mr. President, I understand that the numbers are currently looking low.
Do you think I care about their numbers? I don't care that their numbers are low. Way low. I always knew that they would be a failure.
Mr. President, what are you talking about?
The Failing News Review podcast. It has to be stopped.
Oh, sir. I'm afraid it's a little late for that.
What?
Their next episode is about to start any second. And for the record, their numbers are actually doing quite well.
No!
And now, breaking the news, it's the News Review Podcast.
Bored of your current career? Looking for new and exciting challenges? Are you a quick thinker? Are you creative with the truth? Do you have experience working with puppets, children, and dictators? Are you a yes, no matter what man? Or woman? But let's face it, you're probably a white, middle-aged man. Do you have experience shoveling shit? And I don't mean a little bit of shit. I mean like a fecal tsunami coming at you from all angles. Are you good at making it up as you go along, as though millions of people's lives and the economic security of a nation don't depend on it? Are you good at creating catchy slogans which make little to no sense? Do you hate the poor? If you answered yes to one or none of these questions, then Her Majesty's Government is seeking a new Prime Ministerial spokesperson. Send your application now to 10 Downing Street, care of Dominic Lucifer Cummings. And let's be honest, for $100,000 a year, who wouldn't sell their soul to the devil? No experience or qualifications necessary, and for the love of God, no Europeans.
Manchester, Blackpool, Nottingham or Liverpool, Stockport or in Milton Keynes, maybe we'll see. Bristol, Walsall or Southampton, Leeds or Hull or Wolverhampton, Derby or in Dudley or in Southend-on-Sea. Sunderland, Norwich, Huddersfield, Ipswich, Oldham, Coventry or in Sheffield it could be. Birmingham or Luton, Bradford or in Bolton, Newcastle or Middlesbrough, Covid's on a new spree. Might be a local lockdown. Keep the cases low to keep the cities open. Where could be next in lockdown? And you're all in danger if you lick a stranger.
Oh, get off!
Welcome, everyone, to the annual calendar update here at Calendars HQ, which is a totally real thing and not at all invented just for the purposes of a tenuous link to a sketch about months. So, Ashley, any updates to our range of calendars?
Well, seeing as how we don't know what next year might bring, we've designed the 2021 calendars based on the 2020 model. So, if you open the first page, you'll see we've listed the available months as January, February, March, more March, horror, 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 December.
Strong work, Ashley.
Thanks, boss. The new design means we've essentially scrapped Easter, VE Day, Maybank Holiday and the summer break and rolled it all into one big festival of horror in what used to be July but is now... horror.
Oh, and we've rejigged the old rhyme for remembering how many days are in each month. So it now goes, 30 days has horror, horror, horror and horror, and all the rest have 31 except more March, which could be endless.
Great! Thanks, everyone. See you all again at the Days of the Week symposium, where the plan is to remove the prefix to all days of the week, making everything just day. See you then.
A new Lib Dem leader will be elected in less than a month, and the party's members have a choice this time between Sir Ed Davey, Leila Moran, the ghost of Paddy Ashdown, and a giant cardboard cutout of an apple with the word please written across it.
And now, more excerpts from the Dictionary of Terms you've never heard of until this year.
Term: antibodies. Definition: how I feel about my partner who hasn't washed for 6 days.
Term: the new normal. Definition: a dystopian nightmare of death and sickness that is now a reality.
Term: control the spread. Definition: when you politely request that the gentleman taking up two seats on the Piccadilly line close his fucking legs.
And finally.
Term: WHO. Definition: the World Health Organization. Term: CUNT. Definition: Donald Trump.
Hello, British people. This is Captain Grayling speaking. Welcome aboard on Comet Airways. And a takeoff will give the weather forecast, because you're going back to England.
I want to be out clubbing all my life. Don't want to pack my bags and leave this town. Get this flight. Flying home on COVID Airways. Wave goodbye. I want to cry. I look up at the sky. All I see is cloud. I look down at the ground and I see 2 weeks of quarantine. Flying home on COVID Airways. Left in July. Ha! When Johnson lied. We're just back from Ibiza. Whoa, and isolation. Whoa, got 2 weeks stuck in Croydon. Whoa, can't even get SSP. Aww.
It's Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones in the long-anticipated fight. The popular boxers have a combined age of 105 and have controversially both decided not to remove their dressing gowns or their slippers. So, here we go. And there they go, off to their corners. They've been on their feet for 3 minutes already and both need a little sit down. Tyson's having a word with the referee. It appears he wants a cup of tea and a one-sided bigoted conversation. Jones is first out of his corner and he's approaching Tyson now. He's still approaching. Still approaching. He'll get there eventually. And he's stopped. He's looking around now, having completely forgotten where he was going and what he was going to do when he got there. Tyson is up. Tyson is up. Tyson is down again. And yes, he's wet himself. But he does have a Werther's Original on the go, so he appears happy. Jones has spit out his mouth guard in frustration. I'm mistaken. That's actually his false teeth. And that's the end of the first round. There'll be a break now as both men have requested a nap. So it's into the blankets.
NASA's new robot Perseverance is to go to Mars in search of life. This follows the failure of Persistence, Tenacity and Spunk, the last of which crash-landed into the sea and is just impossible to wash off.
As the WHO claimed recently that young people might be to blame for spikes in infections, we spoke to a young person to get their take on things.
I am young, I run wild, I just coughed on your child. It's my fault that you're ill, but I'm alright. I wake up, I lie down, don't wear masks out in town, stand too close. And don't wash, but I'm alright. Am I like you or immature? I've been drinking since June, so I must be immune. Cause I am young, I'm a dick, but I'll never get sick. Kiss my nan, get a tan, and be alright. What the hell? I've got no sense of smell. What's this cough? No, fuck off. I feel alright.
And now is the time in our service when those who were close to the dearly departed are invited to say a few words. Sue, would you please come to the podium?
Well, what is there to say? It was such a shock to hear that you had left us. We didn't see you all that often, but it was always so exciting when you would come through our door.
I know.
to go at 48 years old. Just seems too soon.
Yeah.
I think everyone here will agree with me when I say we will miss you so much, Argos Catalogue. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten.
Yes. Oh, yes. Gosh. Thank you for that, Sue. Now, would anyone like to say any words that are actually about the person this funeral's for?
And now for a party political broadcast from the Democratic Party.
Hi there. I'm former Vice President and the I guess you'll do candidate, Joe Biden. Do you prefer butter chicken over spicy madras? Is beige your favorite color? Do you want a president that makes you think, hey, he's the leader of the free world, and I'm pretty okay with it? Then vote for me, Joe Biden, a safe pair of arthritic hands.
Each night he sang for me, we drew a crowd. The style was opera, his voice too loud. And right now half a mast is not enough. The fountain of the opera is closed, it feels so rough.
So wrong. Sing, my angel of music.
We are coming back, you know.
Really? Why?
Hello, and welcome to Cookery on a Budget with me, Annunciata Rees-Mogg. This week, chips. Here is my budget-friendly recipe for quadruple-cooked chips. So first, you want to purchase your potatoes. Pink spotted Cara would be preferable, but Maris Pipers will do the job if you absolutely must. Once you've returned from the farm shop, just gently cleave them into portions and repose each potato piece into undulating water to wash the starch away. Next, decant the little darlings into an Amoretti Brothers copper saucepan and simmer until almost decrepit. Meanwhile, prepare your agar and heat your organic groundnut oil until furious. If you don't have a deep copper-bottomed saucepan, then any Le Creuset will suffice. Deposit the tiny blighters into the sweltering oil and watch them alter their hue. After a few minutes, I always time it by how long it takes my cleaner, Magda, to get from the downstairs bathroom to the east wing ensuite. Allow them some respite while you replace the pan and oil completely. Dirty oil makes for a dirty mind. Finally, place your golden potato scepters into your agar, allowing them to rest in the comforting, warm glow. If you don't have an agar, they simply won't be as comforted. Extract and adorn with toppings of your choice. I always go with white truffle shavings and veal sweetbreads, but each to their own, and serve immediately. And there you have it, chips on a budget. And once she's finished in the East Wing, Magda can come and tidy up the mess. Really, I don't see why everyone can't do it.
People who show symptoms for COVID in the UK must now self-isolate for at least 10 days rather than 7, giving Craig David 3 extra days of courting before making love.
Yes? Come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Sunak?
Yes, come in. Sit down.
I wanted to talk to you about some great new initiatives I'm planning. We obviously want to boost the economy.
Obviously, yes.
So, I've come up with a couple of new slogans to get Britain on its feet again, and I hoped I could run them by you.
Go for it.
So, we want people to go shopping in their towns and city centres, right?
Yes.
So how about, go down in your town? I think it will really encourage the public.
Well, it's not bad, but doesn't it sound a bit overtly sexual and entirely erotic?
Oh, does it?
It's quite aggressively suggestive, yes.
Right, next one then. How about this? I'm planning on standing outside Parliament next week with a hot dog stand for a photo op. So I was going to invite people to nosh on Rishi's sausage.
If anything, sir, that sounds worse. You can hear yourself, can't you?
Okay, never mind. What do you think of us encouraging positive affirmation for British currency instead of the euro?
Great idea.
So, everyone loves a good pound.
Look, Rishi, do you have any ideas that don't sound like you're asking the British public to perform sex acts on each other?
Eat out to help out?
Sure, why not?
Minutes. So many reasons not to feel down. 245,100 minutes. The length of time until Trump leaves town. His hairline, his skin tone, his tiny yet groping fingers, his tweeting, oh no, we won't miss a thing. But 245,100 minutes to live in hope at what tomorrow could bring. How about Joe? How about Joe? How about Joe? Shall we try Joe?
Ooh, but you do know that Biden opposed school integration in the 70s, right?
Hang on. What?
Yeah. And he used his dead son for political gain.
And he voted for the Iraq War.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a minute.
He dropped out of the race
before. He was
racist to Obama. And his proposed age in the age of retirement.
Oh, why?
Nicola Sturgeon here. I know at this time of year how badly people want to get away for a break or a last minute deal for some sunshine. But you're all responsible adults. All I can do is give you the best advice I can. And right now, I would recommend that you spend that money elsewhere. Consider making a donation to the Canal Café Theatre because they need money like the Scottish Conservatives need a new leader. You can also buy a voucher to redeem when they reopen. So do it now, you wee ball bags. Oh dear, did I just say that?
Darling, Britain's finest Prime Minister since Churchill is home.
And you're just in time for your Boris-approved dinner.
Boris approved?
Well, I saw your speech about reducing obesity and thought maybe it's time to start practising what you preach.
Oh, ha 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 ha. That's fantastic. You wait till I tell that one to Dominic. Oh, you're being serious.
If you lose a few pounds, think how good you look in your speedos.
Look, darling, I may be known round Westminster as Tubby Tummy Bot Bot, but the truth is I'm ridiculously fit. Look, I can even do a press-up.
Oh, have you strained your groin again?
Yes, and not even an illegitimate child to show for it.
Come on, I'll help you up. I'll just go and commandeer a forklift.
No, it's fine. I'll eat down here on the floor. You know, like the proles. It'll be fun.
Okay, well, here it is. A lovely healthy dinner which embodies my darling Boris. Chicken.
Ooh, Kentucky fried?
Even better, chlorinated.
Oh, bugger.
Disney have had to delay the opening of the Avatar sequel and the next Star Wars film due to the worldwide pandemic. This just goes to show that even with COVID-19, there is a silver lining.
Good morning, Mr. President. Now, what can I help you with today?
Doctor, I have a small, very small, teeny tiny small problem.
Body dysmorphia is nothing to be ashamed of, sir.
No, it's not that. That's huge, very substantial.
Okay, then what is it, sir?
It's actually quite hard to talk about.
You know, it is very common for men of your age to have troubles in that department.
Still not that. I have this thing, and it's coming too soon.
Well, have you tried thinking about something else while you're engaging in the activity?
I have thought about what Ivanka would do, but I don't see how that's relevant.
Well, most men in your position find that a distraction often aids performance.
Like what? Blame everything on China?
If you like.
Mail-in voting is a giant fraud created by the Democrats?
If that works for you.
Hold a tin of beans to show I don't hate the Mexicans?
I'm not sure we're on the same page here, sir. What exactly is the problem?
I have an unwanted election.
Have you tried masturbating?
Oh, forget about it. I'll just ask Putin.
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on.
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on. Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on. Oi, you, put a fucking mask on, put a fucking mask on. We tell you so now. Put a fucking mask on, put a fucking mask on. Like we do before. Don't bother in your car, but wear it on a shopping trip. You should put a fucking mask on when to the shops you nip. Yes, you put a fucking mask on when to the shops you nip.
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on.
Wear a mask and don't be a cunt.
And that was another episode of the News Review podcast, starring Rachel Esposti, Owen McKenna, Fiona McKinnon, and Alexander Perkins, with additional voices by Charlie Ryle. Musical direction was by Richard Baker. The podcast was directed, collated, and edited by Sam Sheldon and Richard Baker. This episode was written by Richard Baker, Charlie Ryle, Sam Sheldon, Fiona McKinnon, Alexander Perkins, Owen McKenna, David Slade, Simon Levinson, and Ben Ricketts. The producers were Emma Taylor and Canal Cafe Theatre. If you think you're funnier than this bunch, then send us your funny things to newsreviewpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the News Review Podcast.